Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha. Christina.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening? Hello, angels. Happy Wednesday. Yes, and I'm like singing because I'm feeling, it's feeling amazing outside. I mean, have you guys been outside? I'm in New York and this weather is giving everything it needs to give me. Thank you for spending time with me this morning, this afternoon, or even evening for some of you. I really appreciate it. So, okay, so you guys know how we do. Mini update. So I haven't gone out in like a year and a half, and I got pretty used to that. I mean, what's interesting about myself is that I can do the whole solitude, stay in my house, not even go anywhere and be fine. But I can also do a hybrid of going out and staying home. I definitely prefer more of a hybrid situation because it's more balanced as opposed to me just going out, because there was definitely a point of time where I feel like I was doing that a lot more often. And I found myself kind of just resorting to that as a distraction. And I wasn't as productive in the way that I like. I like the version of myself that is very, honestly, I guess a little more rigid in my routine. So I ended up going out with a group of my friends. And then ironically enough, I bumped into two of my friends. One of them I was out with the previous night in the parking lot the next day. And I'm thinking, wait, huh? And I was feeling pretty open to going out too. So I thought to myself, okay, like, what are you guys doing later? Da, da, da. So they were like, oh, we're going somewhere. And it was like fairly close to my house. So I figured, oh, let me go, you know? And then I wasn't really feeling the vibe there at the place. To be honest, I was like, oh, let's go to like this other place. Like, I really wanted to go there because I wanted to eat food, to be honest. And so I go there. And it was just so much better, honestly. Like, the vibe was a lot better. I ended up having so much more fun there. So I'm super happy about that. So, yeah, I feel like now I'm bringing in, I don't know, all of a sudden I feel like I am able to be more social whilst still being productive at the same time. And I feel like for whatever reason, unbeknownst to me, it felt to me more like I was in this mode of this and pause on that. I hope that makes sense. So I'm noticing something is in the air as it pertains to dating. Okay. So we're just going to be talking all things dating. I want to start out by saying, title of this podcast, you are not the exception. I don't care which way you want to flip it, switch it, reverse it. You are not the exception. And when you actually like let yourself feel that and you make peace with that reality, then a lot will be easier for you. I promise you. Like, that's just on, and it's not even a pessimistic thing. It's being pragmatic and understanding that you're not the exception to the rule. The issue with a lot of us as women is we always think we're the exception to the rule. Oh yeah, because he only does this with me, but he's not doing this with her. And it's like, you don't know. I have a situation where I knew someone that was in a relationship with this guy. Now, mind you, I had my apprehensions about this guy, But, you know, you have to let your friends go through things. Nothing wrong with it, genuinely. And this is someone that I very much value in my life and that I consider family for sure. And she had gone through this situation where she was with a guy and he would use all of these terms to, I guess, make it seem like they were together. But in the end, she found ended up finding out that he was cheating on her the entire time. I mean, this man is such a psychopath. I mean, he was truly just a vile human being. And you never know how people are going to find out certain things. The easiest answer is usually the simplest one. Yes, sometimes truths can be complex. I mean, but honestly, very incongruously, you know, is it truly complex as opposed to not being? So when you think about that, anytime you're in a relationship with someone, men that really value you and want to be with you are not going to have you walking around almost being someone else's. No. They want to make sure, oh, that's mine right there. You know? And of course, balance and everything, because some guys, they want to rush to put titles on things because they just want to waste your time and take up your time. But I'm not speaking about that right now. I'm talking about not even ever getting the title. But these guys, they want to paint these pictures of, oh, we don't really need the titles. Oh, we are in a monogamous relationship. Oh, but you are my significant other. Like, why are we labeling every single thing else other than boyfriend, girlfriend? What's the problem with that? Huh? Cat's got your tongue. You don't know how to articulate that word all of a sudden. What is going on? So I was so upset over the situation. I mean, truly, because this is someone that I care about. And to have seen her have gone through something like that really irritated me to the highest degree of irritation. I'm not even exaggerating. So long story short, she finds out from a place that she would go to, that she would frequent, she found out that this guy that she was seeing for a long time, that he was in fact cheating on her with another individual for the exact duration of time. You can't make this up. When I tell you that I was in such disbelief and shock, and mind you, she found this out because she at the time posted something of them, like celebrating something. And someone saw that post and sent it to the other girl. Now, the other girl didn't have social media. So she literally created a social media profile to message that person that I know and tell her what was going on. And she did it so beautifully, I have to tell you. I mean, she was so respectful. It was so well written. It was truly like there's no drama between them two, literally at all. It's like, whoa, who is this man? This is clearly a stranger. And this guy convinced my friend that was his cousin. So first he was trying to sell her the story of, oh, that's his cousin that keeps calling him. So she's like, oh, babe, your cousin so-and-so is calling. And then it turned into a situation where that became a scorned person that he dated in the past. And she's just upset with how things go. Let me tell you something. There are guys out there that are so suave in how they've done things. I've dated a guy like this before. I mean, honestly, where it's like, you know, nothing really gets past me. But you always have, you know, yeah, that one guy that they're just so good at getting out of situations. It's almost like they address things and you're like in their vortex while they're addressing it. And then as soon as they leave, you're oddly confused still, but they present themselves in a way where they're not even necessarily avoiding the questions that you have. They address them and they open them with welcome with open arms, but you're still confused. How does one do that? It's very fascinating. Come to find out, this ridiculous disaster and vile lack of a human being was still, he's dying on this hill, basically still saying that, oh, there's nothing going on. He told the other girl that my friend is only just a friend of his. And he took them on the exact same dates and he was taking the exact same pictures with these girls. You cannot make this up. He even went as far as buying them the same teddy bear for Valentine's Day. And he owes this girl money. And it's like every gut feeling I had about him was true. I mean, I'm happy that I'm allowed to tell this story now, because truly, like, this guy was such a disaster. Like, I never liked him from jump, okay? But I love my friend and I want her to be happy. So that's what I care about. So I'm glad that this revealed itself. I'm not happy that it happened, but I'm happy that it happened sooner than later, because he was just a vile human being. And that's what I was trying to explain to her, is that, and I learned from this as well, even seeing this up front, is that there are no exceptions to the rule. If a guy truly wants to be with you, there's not going to be a question about it. I should not be wondering, stumbling, and fumbling on how I'm going to introduce you to my friends because, well, this is my significant other. Yeah. Oh, okay, so that's your boyfriend? We're exclusive. No, did he ask you to be his girlfriend? We're in a monogamous relationship. Enough. I've truly had enough. Okay. I refuse to let whatever society is trying to do these days erode at the fabric and the sanctity of monogamy, as well as traditional, more traditional based relationships. It won't happen in this household. Okay. Nice try. I don't play games like that, because when you play games, you play yourself. And when you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. That's how I feel. And here we are, where they were in this long, drawn-out situation. You never know who knows who. Know that. Here she was. The girl that messaged my friend didn't even have social media. So this guy thought, oh, he's in the clear. And then he had the audacity to allow my friend to post photos of them together, all of these different things, knowing what he was doing. So all of the times that he was away or with one of his friends, all these different things, he was with her. He would literally flip-flop in between them. I could not imagine the level of betrayal where you just realize, you look back and you've wasted your feelings on someone for X amount of time and you have no idea who that person was. So it's like the entire time, all of your decisions that are being made were based and rooted in an alternate reality that never existed. So it makes you feel crazy and it makes you feel like you cannot trust yourself. I mean, this is not making any sense. And that's why I want you guys to know. And that's not even the full story. That's just some pieces of the story. I want you guys to know there's no such thing as the exception to the rule. All right. There has to be, in order for you to date a guy seriously and successfully, you have to know whether or not a guy is going to be serious about you. Okay. If a man is not making the effort to pursue you, that is not a man that's serious about you. Okay. And I mean that in every sense. And I was talking to one of my Pilates instructor, right? I was telling her a story about this guy and she goes, okay, well, make sure whatever you do, you don't accept a date like, you know, the day of or something like that. I'm like, ain't no way I would ever accept a date the day of. That is, I want to see how people respond. You know what I always used to say? I want to see what you would rather do so I could see what you choose to do, pretty much. Like, that's what I want to see. I'm not going to give you the blueprint. And that's where, let's be honest, some of us as women, we think, because we want to set the situation up so that we're not disappointed. So we like to do things like, hey, just, you know, checking on you just to make sure, you know, all is well. But it's like, you're doing that out of fear because you don't think that he's probably going to come through. I could care less. You come through, you don't come through. Either way, I'm a go through. Like, it doesn't matter to me. So to me, I said to her, I would never give someone the blueprint on how to, you know, win my heart. It doesn't work like that. And my dad always would tell me that. My dad's like, Aisha, you never say certain things with guys. You know what I mean? Like, let's say you talk to a guy and you go, oh, my ex-boyfriend never bought me flowers. And the first thing they're going to do is get you flowers. They're going to do all this stuff. And it's like, no, I want to see who this person is organically. I want to see who this person is with healthy responses, things like that. All raw experience. I'm not going to sit here and be guiding you and holding your hand through this. Like, no, figure it out so I could see who you really are. And that's because I don't have this fear. I'm not thinking, oh my God, I wonder if he's going to like me. Oh man. No, I'm concerned of whether or not I like him. And that's what I suggest for you guys to do as well. Be concerned on whether or not you like these guys. That's what you need to ask you yourselves. Not, oh my gosh, like, is he going to like me? Is he going to have a problem with this? We put so much, I don't know what it is. I guess societal conditioning. We put so much emphasis on what we feel the guy is going to be thinking. And I'm not discounting it saying, oh, it doesn't matter. No, what I'm saying is actually ask yourself, I mean, do I even really like him? Like, what's the deal here? What's going on? If he wanted to, he would. Yep, that same cliche saying. If he wanted to, he simply would. If a man is thinking about you, how do you know? He's going to hit you up. That's it. You don't need to, you know, kind of chime in. This guy says he's going to see you on Friday and it's Wednesday. You haven't heard anything from him. And you're just texting him, like, just letting you know, my schedule gets so busy, like, pretty fast. So, like, you know, I usually just always like to, like, know things in advance. Okay. Like, did that make you feel better? Now, let's say he still doesn't even bother making plans with you before Friday. Then what are you going to do? Just don't say anything. Let people do what they want to do so that you could see what they would rather do. It's just that cut and dry. If a man is going to be serious about you, number one, he's going to be pursuing you. I don't speak unless I'm spoken to. That is just it at the end of the day. Men are hunters. What do I look like hitting you up and asking you what's going on? I will respond. I'll be receptive. Okay? But that's how you know a guy's not... He's not thinking about you. You're sitting here chasing him. And then these guys, you know, these girls come to me and they're like, Aisha, like, I don't know why he's not putting in any effort, all these different things. And I'm like, okay, well, how did the beginning of the relationship start? Because, you know, that kind of sets the precedent. It does set the precedent for the remainder of the dynamic. And it's like, oh, well, you know, I would hit him up, you know, occasionally, but I kind of just thought that if I just really let him know that I'm interested, then he can take over from there. And it's like, no, that's not how it works in a man's eyes. It works backwards. It's counterintuitive, you know, or counterproductive for you. It works against you when you are the one that are, you know, that is pursuing him. I don't care how much you like someone. You guys have to understand, like, we're human beings. I'm a human being myself. I don't know if you guys knew that, but I'm not an alien. And yeah, I make sure that I actually implement all the things that I preach to you guys. I make sure that I implement because I have to be authentic and live what it is that I believe in. That's just the type of person that I am. And yeah, there have been times in the past where I really liked somebody, but I don't care. I'm willing to sacrifice being a little upset, being a little down about something rather than overcompensate and, you know, reach out to him because I didn't hear from him, all of these different things. And that's where you go wrong, because after that happens, a guy's thinking, oh, now I know she likes me. So I'm just going to sit back and let her take over. And what you permit, you promote. So whenever you have a guy that's coming in and out of your life, babe, that does not mean that he likes you. That doesn't, he not going nowhere. Girl. Okay? Men that are not serious about you, that are going to constantly come in and out of your life, they don't take you serious because they feel like, wow, I really can just do whatever I want, huh? You're not the exception to the rule. History does not mean forever. History does not mean, oh, he knows where it's at. No, he really doesn't. He knows where it's at for you being stupid. He knows that. Yeah, that's for sure. But he's looking for other things. He's looking for other people. That's what it is at the end of the day. There is no mystery when it comes to knowing whether or not someone wants you. Like I always give the example of this. We all have encountered guys in the past in our lives that we don't even really like at all in that way. And they're so persistent, even though we are not interested in them genuinely. But it just goes to show that when you are in that position where you're not operating out of fear in any capacity, you don't really care, right? You're not attached in any way. So to you, it's like you're just your upfront, honest self saying, hey, sorry, busy. Hey, no, to be honest, I'm not really interested. And some guys will be like, oh, come on, like give me a chance or whatever. And it's like, no, not really interested. And some people just don't take the hint, you know? But the point is, and the principle of me saying that is, you cannot run someone away from you that truly wants to be with you. You know what I mean? Like, unless it's something like crazy and absurd, but you guys are picking up what I'm laying down. The main thing is, if you want someone to commit to you, it's going to be simple. It's called boyfriend, girlfriend. Mm-hmm, yeah. It's called things have to progress in order for them to make sense. If there's no progression in a relationship, meaning, especially at this age, for all my angels that are over the age of 25, you have to progress to the next level. I don't have 10 years to be dating somebody just to see if it's working or not. No, you should know thyself and you should know that by now. How are we not knowing this by now? Let me tell you this. Men know, and Steve Harvey even backed this up. My daddy even backed this up, where they both said, a guy knows within 3 to 6 months whether or not you're the one. They know. They instantly know. So there's anything after that, it's like, what are we doing here? And where are we going? That's why I don't do the whole ride or die thing, because it's like, slow down. I have questions. Where are we going? What are we doing? How long are we going to be there? All of the, yeah, this, that, and the above. And for people that are not playing games, these questions won't bother them. These questions will be, you know, embraced by them because of the fact that they're like, you know what? I like that this girl is not just no nonsense. You know what I mean? She's not accepting anything that falls out of the sky or anything like that. Yeah. You know what it is when you signed up. You have to really train and teach people how to treat you, especially relationships. If you let people just come and go and do as they please. I was talking to Hale yesterday and we were talking about dating. And I was like, now imagine you go on a date with somebody and then they tell you, oh, like you guys hit it off really great. Or you guys met and then you guys are supposed to go on a date and you don't hear from this person after you gave them your number for like 2 to 3 weeks. You're cut off. I'm sorry. There's no such thing as being that busy. No such thing. I don't believe in that. You mean to tell me that 3 weeks have gone by and you have just thought of me after 3 weeks? You were canceled and I'm not answering you. It doesn't make any sense. To me, that's just disrespectful, because now what that tells that person is, oh, she'll wait on me whenever. No, you're not getting a response after me from me with something like that. That is absolutely asinine. Okay. And some guys that come back in and out of your life, women think, oh, wow, like this obviously means he finally realizes that I'm there for him, that I'm this, I'm that. Guys don't leave their dummy. So whatever you permit, you're going to promote. And this strokes their ego, because it's like it proves to this guy, man, I can really do anything and I could still get this girl. All right. Especially when you never move on. It shows them, wait a second, is she holding space for me? All right. He's dating other women. Don't think he's just out here twiddling his thumbs, doing nothing, staring at the four corners of his office. OK, he's dating other women while he's disappearing from your life. All right. And now he's going to use you as an emotional crutch to make it seem like he's finally coming back around, at least in your head. All right. And now he has the convenience of having you for that, and favors and attention and all these different things. Like I said, if he truly wants you, he won't be coming in and out of your life. All right. And he will want to commit to you and show you through his actions that he's serious. So you can't fall for the tricks and games. And I'm sorry that the dating climate has literally eroded to an embarrassing level that our standards have, they feel like they are impossible, but really they're just basic. Okay? You mean to tell me that you just can't simply say what you mean and mean what you say? You can't do that, baby, huh? You can't plan a date, but you're the one that's allegedly interested in me. You can't do that. That's too much for you and your little heart. That's too much for that little brain of yours. That's interesting. You know, I was talking to this guy, and he said something to me that I really loved. He said, you know, I've noticed that it's very interesting because I guess he's newly single. And he was telling me that he's noticed that a lot of the guys that are like in my age range, like in their like mid to late 20s, are not the same as guys were back in the day. And he was kind of saying he basically feels bad for women because he noticed that guys are just so different and a lot less mature than how guys were back at one time, you know, back in the day, where it's like, you never know what's going on. These guys are like perpetual, like bachelors. None of them want to take anything serious. It's like the more options, the better. And the thing about this is what some men don't realize is that the more options you have, I mean, honestly, it's human psychology. You're less likely to pick anything. I mean, you're more likely to pick nothing. Did I say that correctly? You guys are picking up on me now. Oh, God. Brain freeze, I guess. Yeah. When you have a lot of options, you're going to pick nothing. And you're always going to think, I could do a little better. I could do a little better. And then you just end up becoming this type of person where you're always thinking it's the bigger, better deal or the grass is greener on the other side. Like, no, that's not always the case. And we have this society now where no one is equipped with the skill set to work through things because no one can tell the difference of what they should and shouldn't be working through. And that's very dangerous because now you have people that may be giving up on things prematurely. They may not be giving things a chance because they just feel like, oh, like I'm just going to move on to the next thing. You have to really be discerning and really pay attention to the situation in order to get something healthy out of it. And even in the what I was talking about before, where guys come in and out of your life, you already know what that's being called. That's being called a placeholder. Angels, summer's around the corner. And I don't want you guys getting into these situationships, where people are playing games with your emotions and everything. I don't know what's in the air. DM me, let me know. But I feel like a lot of people are like breaking up all of a sudden. Like, what is happening? I have no idea, but it's run rampant. So many people are breaking up or getting divorced, all of these different things. And it's like, what happened to the sanctity of marriage? What happened, you know? And I'm not saying that you shouldn't be doing these things. If something doesn't work for you, it simply doesn't work for you. But it's just, we're seeing it so much that it's scary. It makes people, it could make one not believe in these things and not think that it's achievable because of the lack of examples of it being done successfully as it pertains to like the healthy progression of a relationship without having to tolerate an immense amount of emotional agony and pain and this like perpetual tolerance for nonsensical nonsense. I mean, I just can't. We all have a threshold for certain things, but I feel like there are just some things that I have expectations with, and I will not erode at the fabric of that for anybody. And I will never be, you know, a placeholder or anything. And this is the thing I want you angels to know. When you see something, I mean, not something that you can work through. I mean, when you see something that is a red flag, just drop it right then and there, okay? Because you'll have some trickster guys, okay, like the one we were talking about in the beginning of the episode, that will talk you out of your own common sense. And then you just keep on seeing examples of that. And they're always wiggling their way out of things. And then you'll have other people that will not even address it at all. And you're just hoarding all of this resentment and you're spewing it out onto other people. And you're just a miserable person to be around because the guy that you should be bringing all this heat to, you just simply can't. And you can't express yourself or anything. And that's a miserable life to live. Okay? When you see something, you just you need to address it and deal with it immediately. That's healthy. Okay? And yeah, there is a time and place for everything. But you guys understand what I'm saying. You need to know how to address things. Because the biggest mistake I've noticed, especially in longer term relationships, is people tend to ignore, and then you turn around and those things become bigger and bigger and bigger to where they're completely unavoidable. And it's like, what do you do now? What do you do now about the situation? Because you've ignored so much, now the next defense becomes, oh, well, you know, we've been together for so long and you can always, let me tell you something, you're not the exception to the rule. I'll say it again. You're not the exception to the rule. We can always come up with a million ways and reasons why we should be with someone. There, you know, especially when there's history involved. Oh, but, you know, he's this and that. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. To me, certain things should not exist when it comes to being in a healthy dynamic. All right. You know, even when it comes to dating, if you're going to accept guys only hitting you up at night, okay, and then, oh my gosh, this is what this other clown was doing, the guy that I was talking about in the beginning. He goes on these hikes and these free dates with women, okay, because he can't afford to be dating them. So all he's doing is walking in the park, coffee dates, ice cream. I mean, really, just textbook brokey behavior. And if a man is only investing ice cream and Netflix and walking dates with you, you think that that's not investing anything really. He's doing that intentionally because it's low effort for a reason. You mean to tell me that you don't want to show this off in a nice little restaurant? Huh? I know that's not what you're saying. I know that's not what you're saying, baby. You mean to tell me that, let me guess, you really just want a connection with me and you really just want to get to know me. So that's why we have to go out for a hike and a walk outside and maybe like the ice cream truck will come by and we'll just get ice cream. Yeah. And we'll just have coffee in the morning and like bagels. Yum. No, please cut it out. Please stop. Yeah. I'm not really understanding it. Okay. No. No. Like this type of behavior is genuinely blasphemous to me. And it's hilarious because how is it that you mean to tell me that you can't get to know me in Blackstone? Huh? You mean to tell me that you can't find another restaurant we're wearing actual clothing to? We don't have to show up in athleisure. Okay. I don't know what is going on with some of these men today. It's giving illness. Yeah. It's giving illness. And I'm saying this in all honesty. It's giving mental illness because and then some of these guys, you have to be careful. They like to convince you, of this alpha male type of behavior. Oh my God, Valentine's Day is just a man-made holiday. Everything is like so emasculating to them to try and cover up for their fragile ego. Because if they convince you that they're a real man and that's why they don't do certain things, then you won't even bother to look and ask or ponder or wonder. And that's just the conditioning. That's what these types of men want you to think. You're not the exception to the rule where it's like, my situation's different. Because for the vast majority, for the umpteenth time, that's not the case for majority of people. So why would we be speaking to that? It doesn't make any sense. Girl, we get it. Okay, you went on 3 dates with a guy and now that guy's still your boyfriend. Okay, congratulations to you. But do you think I'm going to base my advice off of that? You have another thing coming. Why are you even here? Anyways, so like I said, for the vast majority, there are rules that you need to follow in order to have respect in a relationship and also protect yourself from not being played. The biggest thing is, and this is me, I'm a big researcher. I don't care. Because I would rather know what it is that I'm up against, okay, and make sure that everything's aligning before I just live and let love and just like, I just want to feel it out. Like, why am I like, good? At the very least, babe, I want to make sure your name is what your name is. Your age is what your age is. Like, just basic fundamental things, okay? Everything else I can learn organically. But if I start seeing misalignment, like, remember, I told you guys a story time about when I went on a date with this guy and he was like super charming, but then he tried to like, he tried it, okay? And was trying to get me to spend the night at his house and he didn't cook anything for me. Yeah, remember that story? Okay, yeah, the same person that my subscriber and I dated. Yeah, him. So he is just an example of someone that is just ridiculous. And let me tell you something. These guys will try it, but let them fail. It's very interesting if you think about men, right? It's like guys want to try and like get with you, but then they almost, it's like a flip switches when they do get with you because it's like, oh, so you just do this with everybody. But in your head, you could be thinking, oh, no. Like I only just bent my rule because I really like you. But to them, it's like, yeah, right. Because now they can't get out of their heads and all they're thinking is, well, I know I barely even tried. I mean, I just kind of asked one more time, hey, what's good? Do you want to get together tonight? And you were like, yeah. So they all of a sudden, like, that specialness has been lifted where they no longer feel like, ooh, this was something, a prize that I, you know, should get. It's like they want, they try, but they actually, they want to fail, whether they realize it or not. It's important to be very balanced in this. And when it comes to dating, and know that like, yeah, no, we already know this fundamentally. We're not going to be accepting low effort dates where I'm not going out for coffee with you. I'm not, if you can't afford to date, then simply don't do it, babe. And if this is your version of dating, then go find someone who finds this actually to be a date. This is not the right person. You're not in the right vortex. You need to go to another reality to go find that. Okay. And this is usually when you're not even that person's type, right? This person probably doesn't even find you attractive. But because men sleep with who they can, women sleep with who they want, that's where we get fooled. Yeah, because as women, that is his way that we express ourselves. Like, oh, like I want to show this guy how much I like him and I'm into him. So this is my expression of that. But for men, it's like, oh, she's hot. And let's just see what's up. You know, it's not really a deep-rooted reason why they're going to be intimate with you, usually, especially in the beginning. You understand? So that's why for guys, they're totally capable of liking you a little bit and still getting it on with you. Yeah, the difference is for women, we're not built like that. So that's why it's difficult for us to grasp and understand, well, why would you even get with me if I'm not even your type or anything at all? Because men sleep with who they can, women sleep with who they want. And so these types of men, they're not going to be inspired, right? Or even motivated to want to put an effort to, you know, go out with you and to put an effort or try to impress you. Because to him, it feels like, well, why bother? I mean, I don't really view her as all that. Because guys that think you are that girl in the best way, they're going to want to impress you. They're going to want to pull out all the stops, okay? They're going to pull out all the stops. Trust me, all right? And when you haven't seen any of this behavior before, you're thinking, man, I might as well just get what I can get. Okay? That's why it's so important to have a genuine connection with someone who has high interest in you, because then you're going to be able to know that this person really, really wants to see things through with you. And it's just as simple in the beginning as, are your words aligning with your actions? All right? Like, how are they offering to go on dates? Are they offering to go on dates? Are they asking you meaningful questions? I had enough. You think I showed up here not knowing that I am beautiful? Okay? This face cost me about $500 before I even stepped through the door. Just know. Just know that. Okay? I know that I look good. Thank you for the compliment. I truly, genuinely appreciate it. But let's get on to the next thing, shall we? Great. I want to know more about you. I want to know that you're curious about me. I don't want to hear an endless flattery saga of, man, you look so good right now. Man, that thing looking right. You're so pretty. I've heard enough. What's next? Okay? And by the way, it's only going to get better looking from here, so, okay? But that's besides the point. Like, you have to actually think about these things. Like, when people go on dates, you have to, like, think. That just tells you. It's very easy. Like, people are not really that great. Again, unless you're crazy, in which the person I was referencing in the beginning of this, I believe he is actually crazy. You, like, people can't really hide themselves that well, believe it or not. They really can't. And I find that to be a beautiful thing. Because if you let them just talk, it'll reveal a lot to you when you listen. That's it. You just have to listen to what the conversation is about, to what they're bringing up, what they're noticing, where they're taking you, all of these different things. And that'll tell you what this person thinks of you. You know, I was talking to this guy once and he made a joke and he said, you know, like, I'll pick you up and I'll take you here and here. And like, me and this individual didn't live like super close to each other. So I was like, wow, you're going to go here and then back and back and da-da-da. And he's like, yeah. And then he made a joke saying, I would just only have other women like pay their own Ubers to see me, but not you, sort of thing. And he was like kidding around or whatever, but I'm paraphrasing. But that just goes to show, it reminded me of this one time I went on a date with a guy, and he lived a pretty good distance away from me. And he picked me up at my house. We went to the city, then he dropped me back at my house, and then he drove to his house. I mean, like, this was no easy feat, okay? And took me to like this vegan place in the city and everything. And then I remember in our conversation, he said to me, I drove out here because I could tell the type of woman that you are. If I didn't think you were, you know, like a very like classy type of woman or something, I would have Ubered here. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, I can't wait to tell my subscribers that that's like something new that's going on. Like, guys will Uber to your house and Uber with you because they want to get you drunk. They're going to be drinking. And then more than likely, you're going to be going back home to their house. That's the payoff. And so the beautiful thing for me personally, again, not judging people that drink, the whole world drinks, not that big of a deal to me, is that I don't drink at all. So you can't, there's nothing that's inhibiting me from thinking very clearly, because I'm not doing that. I'm not participating in that. So it really, like, allows you to see things from a very, well, sober perspective. And honestly, what helps me is I think to myself, I'm not the exception to the rule. Okay? You're not the exception to any of, you know, the rules. Things are exactly what they are sometimes. And you have to really read, you know, the writing on the wall. And another thing I want to leave you guys with is, you never know who's watching. You know, when I went out the other night, this guy said to me, he's like, listen, I saw you come in. I thought you were great. I thought you were very beautiful. And then I watched how you interacted with everybody. And that showed me your character. And that's when I decided to finally speak to you. And when I tell you, like, not for nothing, that warmed my heart so much, because I'm thinking, not this man telling me that he spoke to me because he liked my character. Like, I just thought that was so cute. Like, wow, these men are really, like, they come up with really good lines and things like that now. Like, if that was one, I don't know, but I liked it, so I didn't care. So I was absorbing it all. But it really is true. You never know who's watching you. And what will always amaze me is when people go out to socialize, but no one's being social. Like, what's that about? What's up with the girls that are mean mugging? They have no, like, control over their faces, and they're just, like, looking so unfriendly and suck up. I don't understand that type of mentality. I really just don't get it. But yeah, you never know who's watching you, okay? And when you are dating, all right, you have to remember that you should have basic guidelines, things that you are willing to accept, things that you want, okay? And if somebody is going to ghost you, whatever it is that they're going to do, just let them. Just let them. You're not the only one in the world that really liked a guy before and you're upset because he didn't, you know, come back around or whatever the case is. Let people do what they want to do so that you could see what they would rather do. Okay? Men have to pursue you. Okay? They have to form an emotional connection with you. All right? In order to really start to take you serious. So I don't care what anyone says. There is absolutely a such thing as doing things way too soon. I don't care what anyone says. I will always have that belief. Why buy the cow if we've already had the milk? Why? And the thing is, you have to catch yourself, right? You have to be stronger than your emotions are in the moment. And the problem is that we get so attached very quickly. It's okay to talk to your girlfriends about it. And you know what I mean? Like, I get it. Like, we have all been there. But when you start to have that desperate energy and need attention and validation from men, you know, it shows. And it makes them realize, wow, this girl is very easy to conquer. And that's a huge turnoff for guys. All right? And that's pick Misha. That's pick Misha talking. And it makes you clingy and desperate where you feel like, oh, you have to play games in order to get this person's attention. You have to switch up what you're doing so that you can, you know, present yourself in such a way that it makes you more interesting to that person, you know? Or you'll be like, why don't you follow me on Instagram? And then you start posting stuff just so that, you know, they could see it, or you start sending them memes and things like that if they're not answering your text messages. Like, you think that they don't know what's going on? And after a while, when you keep dating men that don't really have interest in you and they're not pursuing you, you won't even be able to tell the difference anymore because you've only ever entertained people like that. And because of that, you don't know how to behave in healthier dynamics. So you're just used to, oh, this is just how things go. Like, I usually have to set the tone, all these different things. No. Let people do what they want to do so that you could see what they would rather do. And do not ever think that you are the exception to the rule until you are healthily in a monogamous relationship where you are his girlfriend, he is your boyfriend, okay? That's your man. And he asked you, and you guys are able to talk things through in a healthy manner. You're able to come from a place of understanding. You're not gaslit and like given an entire saga. I like when things are simple. And so I can easily discern and tell when I'm being given the runaround, okay? And I read right through it. A lot of things are yes or no. And if you can't give me that, it's like, what's the story here? All right? That's it. That's the end all be all. So I want you guys to keep that in mind as we approach warmer weather, okay? Less clothes, shirtless guys, the abs are out, the bathing suits are coming out, the convertibles are driving, okay? We're eating outdoors, we're getting tanned, and the hair is getting lighter. Yeah, I want you guys to keep that in mind. Still be strong. I need you to be strong. Be stronger than your emotions in that moment. It's okay to like people. There's nothing wrong with that. But never at the cost of your own sanity. It's never that serious. And if you see something that is a huge red flag and it's an inconsistency, just leave it alone right then and there. Never like someone so much that you're willing to throw away your intuition, your common sense, because the first time we're able to identify these things is when the bond is particularly shallow. Where we start to go left is when we override those things and we keep pushing on and pressing on until the defense becomes, oh, I've known this person for so long and, you know, they are really good to me and all these different things. And it's like, but you skipped red flag number one. He lied to you about his birthday when you guys first met. You don't find that to be very strange that someone would do something that specific? Huh. Very interesting. And you know that story about me and that guy I told you I dated before? And he lied about his birth, like his like birthday, his sign, something of that nature. I vaguely remember it now, but it was so weird that he lied about the month and the day of his birthday, but not his age. This psychologically just means they're trying to create, you know, some sort of cognitive dissonance between you and them so that they can't even formulate a bond with you because it's just built on things that literally don't even exist. And that's what sucks for the other person, like the victim in the situation, where it's like you turn around and you have no idea who this person is. And everything you've, all the decisions that you've made have been rooted in what exactly? So remind yourself, you know what? I'm not the exception to the rule here. So let me not think that what I blatantly see here is different because, well, it's me. Because let me tell you something. That is how you get trapped, is always thinking, but it's different. And like, you don't get it. No, a lot of the times it really is what it actually is. Okay. So keep that in mind. With that being said, angels, thank you so much for spending time with me. And I will speak to you beautiful angels in my next episode. Mwah.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.